The debate over the treatment of prisoners at Guantanamo now includes a detailed log of how one detainee was treated. A man considered especially dangerous was interrogated for 50 days, forced to urinate on himself and to wear pictures of naked women around his neck. The log was compiled by interrogators starting in late 2002. They were working at the naval base in Cuba, where the U.S. holds hundreds of detainees. And this log, which was obtained by Time magazine and verified by the Pentagon, describes the way the interrogators tried to get information out of him. Adam Zagarin reported this story for Time. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, who was this suspect, Mohammed al-Qahtani?
Well, he's the so-called 20th hijacker. And he bears that name because he tried to get into the United States on a commercial flight landing in Orlando shortly before 9/11 in August 2001. He was deported after giving a story that didn't cut the mustard with the immigration officials at the airport. But the United States later determined that Mohammed Atta had been waiting in the parking lot to pick him up, and there were various other indications that he was to have been on one of the flights. Actually, the flight that went into Pennsylvania and crashed in the countryside was the flight they believe he was supposed to be on.
So he didn't get into the country. He was later arrested, captured in Afghanistan. He was taken to Guantanamo, a guy originally from Saudi Arabia. What did the government do to get information out of him?
Well, they used a whole variety of tactics. Sleep deprivation, humiliation was quite a big theme. They got him to bark like a dog at one point. They had a female interrogator violate his personal space in a way that the detainee, at least according to the log, found extremely objectionable. He at one point threatened to commit suicide in response to those violations of his personal space. They also engaged him in theological debates about God's will, the meaning of the Quran, and whether he had been carrying out God's will in trying to kill all these people. In other words, they tried to use guilt. They showed him videos of the 9/11 episode, the Twin Towers, and so forth. They showed him victims of the crime. They asked him to write letters of apology to the victims' families.
Was this treatment typical based on the reporting you've done on other prisoners, detainees at Guantanamo?
Well, some of it would have been applied to other detainees that were being interrogated, but on December 2nd, which was relatively early in his interrogation, Donald Rumsfeld, Secretary of Defense, specifically authorized a ratcheting up of the harsh tactics that were going to be used because they were not satisfied that the information he was giving was adequate. They felt he knew more. And that specific authorization was rescinded by Rumsfeld on January 12, 2003, one day after the log that we obtained ends. So he had a special regime that was cooked up by the Pentagon specifically for him and I believe one other detainee that we know of who they wanted to apply special pressure to.
Is there any record here of beatings or of torture in this particular log?
In this log, there's no record of beatings. There's no record here that we can see for certain of physical torture. He does lapse into a quite apparently dangerous medical condition. It's not clear what causes that. His heartbeat goes down quite dramatically at one point in the log. Why or how that happens is not immediately clear. One cause could be dehydration. He's refusing food and water intermittently through the interrogation, but it's not absolutely certain.
Adam Zagarin of Time magazine, thanks very much.
Thank you.